Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen.
I get joy when I expose stupidity.
Because
I hate it. I hate stupidity with a passion. So when you come before me, I'm going to ask these questions because they're going to summon my solution but also expose deception. Leaders, don't you let these people suck you dry. Leaders, place your people in pursuit.
Amen.
Place them on pursuit for knowledge. And if they are willing to pursue the knowledge and listen and go and watch whatever has been pre-recorded and come back to you. I've had people listen to my sermons and then send me screenshots of 7 pages of notes. And then they wanted to talk to me about what they learned. Yes, those are the winners.
Yes, God.
Yes. You have just qualified to have closer access to me. See, that impresses me. Learn your mentor. Learn what impresses your mentor. Learn the language that he or she loves. That type of stuff. See, telling me that I preach well and, woo, you did good. Ha, ha, hot dog it. You did good, General. See, that's good. Thank you for telling me that I preach well. But what really turns me on is when I see people demonstrating what I teach, taking notes, re-quoting what I preach about because they want the world to know what they've learned. Matter of fact, that's a quick acceleration. I almost call you up and say, here's my home number. Here's my cell number. Here's my personal email. You don't even have to email info@kci.world. You can have my real personal email because you want to learn.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You are the reason why I do what I do, because I'm not doing this for my help. I'm doing this to help break people off. I'm doing this to help break people through. I'm doing this to help raise future leaders who won't be bogged down by all of the mess and drama and leechism. Yeah, I created that word, leechism, that people put on you.
Amen.
Woo, I'm finished. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be able to pray and speak over your people, talking about managing the mind. Lord, I really do believe that you truly prepared our hearts to receive because I feel the receptive spirit. I feel that they have allowed this word to not just be planted on thorny hearts, but on a heart of flesh. Lord, I thank you, and we seal it under the blood. We rebuke every attack against the mind, every attack that tries to come and steal the seed that has been planted in their heart. Lord, I thank you for letting them feel the dominion power that they have control to be the gardener of their mind, to pluck up and to uproot by the root, the weeds that are trying to come and infest the garden. Lord, I thank you for leading them to your revelation, to your wisdom in the word of God, that they may meditate on it, that they may be students of the word, that they may learn, that they may be adaptable, flexible, that they may will not have the spirit of I know it all, but Lord, they will come to you saying, I know nothing. Teach me everything that you know, because your wisdom is the best wisdom. Our wisdom is garbage compared to the divinity, compared to what you possess. And Lord, I thank you. Help us to have pictures. Help us to birth out our imagination that pre-plays our future. Help us to picture ourselves in health, picture ourselves in prosperity, to picture ourselves in happy marriages as an overcomer, as a victorious. Oh, God, I thank you for the victory even now in the lives of the people. We know now that if we control our thoughts, we can control our life. You've given us the power to control our life one day at a time as we come to submission under the word of God in Jesus' name. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
God, I enjoyed it. Woo!
Thank you.
I enjoy speaking to you all. God. And it's just
my God.
Message.
Yay, God.
My God.
I'll just be honest. everybody knows, it's been so commercialized, everybody knows the story of Jesus being resurrected. That's why we said not to preach it. We'll preach it on other Sundays, but why be like everybody else?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
About resurrection? This is a true message about resurrection, resurrecting your mind. Because if your mind is resurrected, if your mind is not resurrected, you are losing. You are losing. You're losing in salvation. You're losing in your money. You're losing in relationships. You're losing on your job. If your mind is not resurrected in Christ,
yes, God,
you are losing.
Amen.
Get it together. Praise God. Apostle Andrew, let's say amen as Apostle Andrew comes forward and has remarks at this time.
Amen.
Andrew.
Amen. Amen.
God, hallelujah, awesome message about managing your mind. Father, I thank you for the speaker on today. I thank you for the beautiful woman of God. Lord God, let there be no retaliation or backlash for this word. Cover her in the blood. Rejuvenate her for all that she poured out over your people on today. Give her virtue back in Jesus, wonder-working name. Let all God's people say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. That was an awesome message about your mind. Managing your mind. Just like she said, we could talk about resurrection all day, but what did Jesus come to do? He came to resurrect our mind.
Yes.
He came to resurrect our mind. So, amen. Yes. We purposely go against the grind because we're not religious. We Because I'm going to tell you, we don't just celebrate Jesus today. We celebrate him every day, just like on Christmas.
That's right. Amen.
But I'm going to tell y'all something, though. Don't be celebrating those eggs of sex. Don't be celebrating that sex egg. Y'all ain't knew what that is. Ishtar. Do anthropological studies, and you will find out that Ishtar was the goddess, the Syrian and Babylonian goddess who worshipped sex, who worshipped fertility. That's what it is. So those eggs and Easter bunnies that we love to give our kids, you really spiritually giving your kids sex eggs.
Yes, Lord.
Taking it some holidays. That's right, Dad.
Sex eggs. Those sex eggs.
And yes,
sir. You tell us, we're not going to Easter Bunny, huh? Man, I'm telling you, that's foolishness. That is foolishness, people of God.
So, I'm going to say, enjoy your resurrection day.
Yes,
but make sure you ain't just doing it because the rest of the world doing it. You celebrating Jesus Christ every day.
Yeah.
His death, his burial, his resurrection every day.
That's it.
Yes, I ain't doing it to give my kids no sex eggs.
Come on now.
That's right.
Because all of these major corporations and companies, their only motive is to make millions and millions of dollars.
That's right.
That's what their motive is.
That's all it is.
Every holiday. Come on now, manage your mind. Manage your mind.
Amen.
Right.
And I thank God it was a lot of people in this service today. I really thank God for the honor. I really thank God for you all. Y'all ain't just getting up in your Pink Panther suits to go to a service thinking we're going to get saved because we went to church on today. Like so many religious people. I have some people call Apostle. I'm going to go to church today. I said, yeah, we're going to hear you on the line like we do every Sunday, right? No, I'm going to go to church today. And you want to go to church today? And that church you sit in, that pastor, next week when you need some money for your bills, you're going to call on that pastor, right?
Come on.
You're going to get your license and get ordained by that pastor, right?
Amen.
When you in the hospital and you got cancer running through your body, you're going to call on that pastor on the corner that you're going to celebrate those Easter eggs with, right?
Yes,
come on.
Lord. Yes,
right.
Lord.
Right.
When you want miracle money in your bank account, you're going to call on that pastor, right?
Lord, have mercy.
Let's get out of religion, y'all.
Yes.
Uncle Juju, he going to come to service today. He ain't with the service all year, but he's going to come to service today. Let's pray Uncle Juju come to service the next Sunday after that.
That's right.
Get out of religion, y'all. Manage your mind.
Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Manage your mind. It don't matter if you go into a physical location today or not. What matters is you make this thing a lifestyle.
Amen.
I'm not impressed. Amen. I used to do that. Even when I was in the world, I used to get my nice little suit, dress up in all white, put on, because I was kind of urban, so I put on my fresh Air Force Ones, all white. I'm going to church today. Jesus is going to smile on me.
Oh,
come
my
on,
God.
Dad. And then next Sunday, I'm smoking a blunt.
Come on, Dad.
In the club.
Woo!
Come on now.
Come on up, Father.
Manage your mind. I ain't gonna preach.
The truth.
Y'all ready to drop nuggets on y'all?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Well, I thank God for y'all. I want y'all to enjoy y'all time with your family, your friends. Eat some good old whatever y'all eat for me and Dr. April. As I said, to not boast on myself, but just to do it as an example to let you know that we are in consecration. We have been for a few weeks now. I give God the glory for that. So eat some good food for us. For greater glory, you all have to do greater things. As I often tell y'all, a lot of times when people after service, they're going out to eat with their family and stuff, me and Apostle April, we be on our face crying out for the souls of men. We be pushing back the plate. And they wonder why we got power. They wonder why we can speak miracles. They wonder why we can raise the dead. They wonder why we can blow and people get cancer out of their body. Because of these sacrifices. It's sacrifices like this. I'm in the prayer closet. I was praying, all night long. That is an example. Follow that example. The Bible says Jesus prayed all throughout the night. I ain't saying you got to do that all the time, but take a sacrifice. Take one for the team.
Amen.
Glory to God. I can feel your spirit as you ready to go eat that glazed ham, that pork with all those maggots in it. So I'm I'm just joking, but no, I can feel that it's time to close out. That was an awesome message. If you felt this message on managing your mind today, be sure that you sow into it on the day, you guys. And I love you all so very much. And
love
just
you,
try your best not to celebrate those sex eggs. Don't give those sex eggs to your kids. It's Resurrection Day. We are celebrating the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Yahshua, the Messiah. I love you guys very much. I turn it over into the hands of our host for closing out remarks. God bless you all.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.